people often put expectations on you that they're not even capable of themselves. Yeah. And people put expectations on you, and let me tell you, you're not going to be able to fulfill them all and make everybody happy.
You're listening to Treasure Truth with pastor and author James Ford Jr., senior pastor of Christ Bible Church in Chicago. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad you're with us today. We began a message last time, how to thrive when you're criticized. And sometimes, pastor, as you pointed out, criticism comes because people put expectations on us. Some legit, some probably not legit. And so when that is the case, that people have put expectations on you that you evaluate as unfair or unreasonable, how do you handle that?
I tell them.
Okay.
I tell them. You know, once I've evaluated, and as I said, you know, I evaluate every criticism. Every criticism is valid until it's proven invalid. And once I find things that are invalid, I go to the individual and I share. I say, now, what you said, this is valid. This part is invalid, in my opinion. Now, my question is about the valid thing. What part do you play in the solution? What do you think is the solution? And what part do you play? Here's what I'll do about the invalid. And I'll try to find out what their motivation was for saying it in the first place. And because behind the motivation, you will find an expectation. Yeah, and there's always an expectation. And so then I will ask questions. I usually don't make comments. Say a person says, well, you know, I wanted to talk to you and it took 3 days. And I'll say things like, how many people do we have worshiping here? And of those people worshiping here, how many of them you think want to see their pastor about issues? And I'll ask them a question they don't know. How many people did I see on yesterday? You know, and I'll fill them in like that.
Yeah.
Say, you know, do I have a wife that has been ill for a long time? Yes. How about my mother-in-law? She has Alzheimer's. Am I her primary caretaker? Yes. Do I have a family? Yes. Okay. So is this a realistic expectation?
Sure. Yeah. Lead them down the path.
Oh, yeah. And get you to have
a
to.
Good, yeah.
You have to. And often people will say, well, you know what? When you put it that way, it really wasn't. You know, I'm sorry I criticized you for that, but when are you going to be able to see me?
Right, right. Absolutely, yeah. I can just see how that conversation would go. That's just a part of what we're going to be looking at in today's broadcast. How do you thrive when criticized? What is legitimate? What is not? How do you evaluate that? And how do we grow because of criticism? Because, as Pastor Ford has been pointing out, sometimes the Lord may be using that to grow us. So if you can, join us in Acts chapter 11 as we continue this message, How to Thrive When Criticized. Here is Pastor Ford.
Don't just accept what people say, no matter who say it. Let's hear from him. They haven't discussed it with Peter. He didn't get a chance to say something until verse 4. Then in verse 4, listen to this. But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded it by order unto them, saying. Now, I'm going to come back to this, but I want you to see what's going on here. They heard it. They done made a judgment. They're being critical. And now, after they make the charge, they give Peter the opportunity to say something. Go ahead. Tell your neighbor there's a dead monkey on the line somewhere. Go ahead. Tell them. That's right. That's right. That's right. See, usually the evaluation is just surface until you learn a person's motivation. In verse 4, there's a communication. Now, I want you to notice some of them. Jump to the end of the sermon. In verse 18, there's a celebration. Say, their evaluation was wrong, but the communication came, and then because of the communication, there was celebration. I hope you see that. Let me read verse 18. When they heard these things, what things? That he goes back to the beginning, tells them about the sheep, tells them how God got the racism out of him, and then got him to go to the Gentiles, and how everything is copacetic because God is now giving the gospel to the Gentiles. And these guys the ones that criticized him are now celebrating. Here's my point. If you'd have gone to Peter, you could have avoided a critical evaluation and had nothing but joyous celebration. Amen. Go ahead, tell your neighbor, go to the source. Yeah, and that's what you need to do. Here's what Psalm 35:11 says. A whisperer separates chief friends. Wow. Just write this down. I'm not going to turn to it. Joshua 22:10. It says, and the children of Israel heard say. Now, you know what's going on there. We studied that passage before. What's going on? They had just finished fighting the enemy and were dividing up the land. 3.5 tribes said, we want to be on the east side. You saw it. And the other 9 tribes went to the west side where God told them to be, because west side was the best side in the Bible. In the Bible. In the Bible, the west side was the best side in the Bible. Oh, I better be careful. I'm going to lose my west side congregation members. Anyway. Yeah. And so he said, the west side is where I want you. So here's what they decided. We're over here. We should be over here. And God let us have it. And be careful when God allows you to have what he does not want you to have. Because what happened was this, because they were on the east side, they got attacked first, they got left out of things, all because they didn't want to be where God wanted them to be, but God allowed them where they wanted to be. So right now you are where you want to be. Are you where God wants you to be? Okay, I got to move on because I ain't got time for that. But look what's happened. So then somebody looked over and said, uh-oh, wait a minute, they're building an altar to sacrifice. Now they had built a replica of the altar, but not for sacrifice, but for a witness. Here's what they said. After this generation dies off, a new generation pops up. They're going to forget that we belong to them so that they can look over and see, wait a minute, they belong to us. Let's make a replica of the altar so they would know we belong to them. Somebody looked over and said, oh, snap. It's on like neck bones now. Oh, snap. Went to the other 9 tribes. Do y'all know what they doing in that church? They building an altar to sacrifice. That's sacrilege. We need to wipe it out right now. So all of them put on their war clothes to get ready to attack their brothers and sisters because they did not go and ask them directly. You know, it amazes me how so many people can size somebody up just by their outward. You know, it surprises me. You know, you're pretty good. When you just look at somebody and say, oh, you know, I don't trust them because, you know, they kind of like, you know, their lips curl up when they smile, you know. Or they got these characteristics which makes them this. Or they act like this which makes them this. How do you know? Somebody said something to me detrimental, and they said something about a person, and I said, did you sleep with them? Well, how do you know that that's the way they are? Well, I just looked, I could tell. You can? You better than I am. Amen. There's a whole lot of men and women that have been fooled by how somebody look on the outside. I say, can I get a witness? There's a whole lot of folk been fooled by, and while I'm at it, ain't even my notes. Let me tell some of y'all sisters something. Look, you talking about God send me a man, 6 foot, 6 figures, 6-pack. And God is sending you somebody don't look like that on the outside at all. And you talking about, I don't want that. That don't fit my criteria. It fit God's criteria. Hey, how many of you have learned, you know, I'm not saying everybody with the outside ain't going to take care, but how many know you could be fooled by the package? The cover can fool you. You better be looking at the content, because I tell you what, there's a whole lot of women who will tell you, give me the frog that loves me. Tell you, that's it. And so what happens? He's able to thrive because he understands their misinformation. He's got the affirmation of it. You can thrive when you're criticized, when you comprehend the affirmation of misinformation. What happens in Joshua 22? Phinehas, thank God for Phinehas. You know what he said? Well, you know, we ain't talked to them. Now, I'm going to put on my war clothes, be ready to battle, but take a chill pill. Let me ask them what they're doing. Phinehas and the army goes over. They say, why y'all dressed in war clothes? We done beat everybody. We coming to fight y'all. Why? Isn't this an altar for sacrifice? No, It's an altar to witness. We coming over there to go to church. And a war was averted because you had one person who would do things biblically no matter what they hear, no matter who they hear it from. That's what we need. That's what we need. Then notice secondly with me, not just an affirmation of their misinformation. Notice secondly, an affirmation of your maturation. Say, wait a minute. When you comprehend criticism, what's it got to do with maturation? I'm submitting to you that Peter's spirituality is affirmed. He begins to explain, but Peter rehearsed. We'll talk about that in another sermon. Here's what I want you to understand. Peter's on a new level. He's on a new level. Because what he's doing is he's showing us chapter 10, he was where they are. Chapter 11, he's now gone on. And the problem with their criticism that he understands is that this criticism is designed to prevent him from moving forward. Some people don't like the fact that you're moving on. And so often then, hey, I've had it said, and it was said in a positive way, not a negative way. You know, Pastor, I sure miss it when we were back there in the old sanctuary when you first came. I said, yeah, there were 40 of us, and you could all come to my house. Rally day, 50 people, everybody fit. We had fellowship all the time, always over my crib. I miss that. But we're not 40 people anymore. We've moved beyond that. So at least, you know, we've done it twice. I don't know if we've done it here lately, but we've done it twice. We said, we're going to have a fellowship at our house. Here's how you got to come. A through D and E through, you know, this is your hour and this is your hour and this is your hour. Why? Because there's too many people. Can't fit in our little crib. You see what I'm saying? Some people, you go to some people, and now I'm not saying that you shouldn't be cautious and you shouldn't hear cautions. But every time you go to somebody with, well, you know, I'm getting ready to go on back to school. Girl, you 56. Going back to school, you should be teaching by now. I mean, oh my goodness. Yeah, I'm getting ready to start a business. Girl, don't you quit that job. Don't you know how many people are looking for a job? Don't you? Yeah. And I'm going to be honest, critics are draining to deal with. Amen. You want to know why? They never give you the benefit of the doubt. They never see the positive side. They see it as their job to expose you to your human hypocrisy.
Well, how many of us can identify with that? You're listening to a message, How to Thrive When Criticized, from Pastor Ford. And we're going to get back to this teaching in just a moment. Pastor Ford does welcome questions that you may have. If you ever hear him say something on the radio that you have a question about, or maybe you've read something in your own personal Bible study and you're wondering, what does that mean? Well, you can always ask your questions. Just come to our website, treasuredtruthradio.org, click on the contact link. You can ask your question there. You can also give us some feedback if you'd like to do so that way. Again, our website address, treasuredtruthradio.org, and click on the contact link. Who knows? You might hear Pastor Ford answer your question on a future broadcast. But right now, we need to get back to the message. Again, here is Pastor Ford.
Now look what Peter's done so far that they disregard. Look what he's done that they disregard. He has caused a paralyzed man to walk. They don't say nothing about that. A dead girl, Tabitha, to ride. They don't say nothing about that. As a matter of fact, the reason I believe they're criticizing him is because he has outgrown them. He's able to see what they can't see and hear what they can't hear. Peter has moved on. He's learned new things. He's doing new things. And here's their problem. Peter, you shouldn't be doing what we say it can't be done. You ever had people like that? Yeah. Hey, you shouldn't be doing what we say can't be done. I got a new song. I made it up. There's a song that says, blessed be the tie that binds. I changed it. Blessed be the status quo. All right. Blessed be the status quo, because that is all we know. Yeah. Amen. And so when you look to these people, you listen to them talk, you hear how crazy you used to sound when you criticize people for no reason whatsoever. Peter's grown. How do you know that, Pastor Ford? The way he handles criticism. Now, here's what we know about Peter. Peter carried a switchblade. Peter cut you. Peter was a cussing Christian. He cussed you out. And guess what? In this text, he didn't cuss and he didn't cut. That's how I know. In other words, how you handle criticism is an indication of your maturation. Everybody with me? That's why I want us to do a better job. I want to do a better job. That we understand, listen, how would Peter have handled it? You getting on my last Jewish nerve. How would he have handled it? Oh, no, you didn't go there. Oh, yeah. Let me give you a piece of my mind. He didn't handle it like that. How dare you? Who do you think you are? Or worse, he could have cussed him out, or he could have pulled out his switchblade and cut him. But he didn't do that. He took the mature route. He say, what's going on, Pastor Ford? What did he do? See, a lot of people, whenever we're criticized, you know what we do? We go tit for tat. It's like, I read this one, I thought it was really funny. It's a true story. That there was an article in the paper that said a Mercedes-Benz SL500, $50. And nobody nobody believed it. You don't get a Mercedes SL500 for $50. So finally, one guy said, he called. Said, ma'am, you have an advertisement. Are there some zeros missing? She said, no. That car, SL500 for $50, a Mercedes? Top of the line? Yes. So he said, anybody get it yet? No. You get here, you'll get it for $50. So sure enough, they go, they do everything. They go to the notary public and get it transferred over and everything. Matter of fact, he had to pay more taxes on it than what it cost him, but it was worth it. Finally, he said, I don't understand this, miss. Why are you selling this car for just $50? She said, well, my husband, he ran away with his secretary, and he wrote me a letter. Didn't even have the courtesy to call me and tell me. He said, I'm getting ready to give you a divorce. He said, I want you to sell everything. Sell the house, sell the car, and send half of it to me. She said, that's what I did. Sometimes we want to go tit for tat. Come on now, the flesh is the first responder. We know that. We always want to do that. But we can thrive when we're criticized. Here's the last one. The affirmation of their misapplication. What do you mean? Now notice this in the text. What's going on here? Wait a minute, let me read it again. And the apostles and the brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter was come up in Jerusalem, they that was of a circumcision contended with him, saying, thou went into men uncircumcised and did eat with them. You see what's happening? They're focusing in on the pork chops. They should have been saying, Gentiles are getting saved. They've received the word of, you see what I'm saying? Why is it that people seem to focus on everything that's negative and never talk about the positive impact that people are bringing to the table? Those kids running all over the church. Somebody said, I don't know who said it. I don't care. I'm just using it as illustration. I heard that somebody said, and a couple of you were kind enough to come, and that's what I like about you. He said, what's this about this selling out here? These young people out here selling, you know, and we have a no selling policy. And one person even had the nerve to tell them, y'all quit selling right now. They said, Pastor Ford told us. He ain't tell y'all. Yeah, Pastor Ford tell us. So they said, okay, I'm going to go ask Pastor Ford. So they came to me. Did you give them permission to sell stuff out there? I sure did. Yeah, I did. So what's going on? I thought we don't sell. We don't. We don't. But the kids can. Yeah, so they don't have a job. I said to the person, I said, okay, their trip is going to cost them $900. You got $900? I'll tell them, stop right now. Well, no. Okay, then let them, they don't have jobs. The money they get from their parents. And so let them sell. And guess what? In 2 weeks, they made their whole $900. You know what it said to me? Y'all buy stuff, but you won't give to support stuff. Long as you getting something. But if I'd have said, everybody give me a dollar or two so the kids can go to their retreat. It's getting quiet. I must be putting the oil to the squeak, baby. That's it. Let me hurry up here. And so, in other words, they focus on the wrong thing. They focus on what was probably the worst. Do you realize, no matter what endeavor we do, I don't care what we implement, I don't care who comes, who goes, all of that kind of stuff, they're always going to bring with them blessing and junk. Everybody got junk in the trunk. Now, don't get upset because your junk ain't they junk. You got junk. Everything that you do, you're not going to do it 100% perfect, excellent every time. Somebody's always going to be able to criticize you about something. So people used to criticize, your sermon's too long. So I just said, okay, my sermon's too long. Yep, come here, long sermon. That's it. See, people often put expectations on you that they're not even capable of themselves. Yeah. And people put expectations on you, and let me tell you, you're not going to be able to fulfill them all and make everybody happy. Because everybody wants more. The church says serve more. Your friends say come around more. Your family says stay home more. Your mind says learn more. Your body says sleep more. Your spirit says be spiritual more. Your ministry says get involved more. Your job says work more. Your wife says spend more. Your children say give us more. And God says trust me more. Everybody wants more.
How many of us can relate to that? You're listening to Treasure Truth with Pastor Ford, a message called How to Thrive When Criticized. You know, maybe you joined us halfway through the broadcast today. You want to go back and listen to what you missed or a previous broadcast in the series. You can listen to each and every program online. Just come to our website. It is treasuretruthradio.org. You can also listen if you have the Moody Radio app, which is free. And we'll link you to that app when you come to the website and look for the Stay Connected bar on the homepage of our website. You're also going to find links there to our Facebook page, our Twitter feed, and much more. So come to treasuretruthradio.org. Hey, before we go, just want to let you know that Treasured Truth is totally listener-supported. We really do depend on not just your prayers, but also your financial generosity to keep this broadcast on the air, to pay for airtime and production costs. So if you're benefiting from Pastor Ford's teaching, if you're a regular listener of this program, I want to ask you to give a gift today. You can come to the website, treasuretruthradio.org, click on the link that says Make a Donation, and that can be a one-time gift or an ongoing monthly gift. Again, that's at treasuretruthradio.org. Hey, one last thing. If you want to find out more about the books that Pastor Ford has written, you're going to find a link on the left side of the homepage. You'll see the different titles available as a paperback or in an ebook format. Again, just come to treasuretruthradio.org. Our message today is called How to Thrive When Criticized. We're going to continue this teaching on our next broadcast. I hope you'll join us then. Thanks to our producer, Amy Rios. For Pastor Ford, I'm Steve Hiller. Treasure Truth is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.